The skies are getting friendlier as far as airline choices. The new carrier, AHA, stands for Air, Hotel, and Adventure, and will start flights in the western U.S. this month. And it's not the only new airline to launch in the pandemic. So why is this a good time? Surely Seth Kaplan has an answer. He's here and now's transportation analyst. Okay, Seth, AHA used to be ExpressJet, which collapsed during COVID, and now it's flying to and from the Reno airport. What's with the rebranding here?
Well, part of it is that there were these airplanes, as you said, that were underutilized. And this airline, like all of them, kind of has its own niche. You mentioned Reno. Reno is the airport closest to Lake Tahoe. And in this case, what they're doing is kind of bundling air travel with hotel stays and other products like that. So excess capacity in terms of airplanes, in terms of hotel rooms, and all of that, they're trying to put it together in a way that's profitable for them using those Embraer 145s, which used to fly primarily painted in the colors of bigger airlines that we all know.
Okay. Now, it's not the only one here. Elsewhere in the world, many other new airlines were born during the pandemic. How do you explain this?
Well, when you look back historically, Scott, this might seem, yes, like the worst time to start an airline. Who would want to start it now? But on the other hand, some of the most successful airlines in the world have started during what seemed like really bad times. And part of that just has to do with what's available when times were bad. One of the other new airlines, for example, Avelo, it's called, started flights from Burbank Airport, Hollywood Burbank Airport, it's called, in the LA Basin. And its leader said that that airport became available. There's not as many other airlines were using it. And he had always wanted to start an airline there, and finally he was able to. Airplanes are cheaper also at times like this when other airlines aren't ordering them. So the history says that this might not be a bad time. No guarantee of success, but not necessarily a guarantee of failure.
Yeah, makes some sense here. Now, is there any advantage these new, smaller, nimble participants have over the behemoths, American, Delta, United?
Yeah, well, one advantage they always have is they just have a new workforce, right? Everybody who they're hiring is new, is junior, and is basically paid less than people who have been working at the big airlines for a long time. But then they have to get the kind of scale to where, you know, there's some things that those very big airlines can do efficiently because of how bad they are. But these airlines aren't burdened by any decisions they made in the past. They could start now with all the lessons they've learned from the airline industry history. And these airlines are run by some notable people. Breeze Airlines, for example, the founder of JetBlue and other notable airlines runs that one. So these are some serious people. Lots of airlines have come and gone, but people are watching partly because of just who's involved in some of these projects.
Yeah, and really quickly for consumers who are seeing these new airlines, more choices for consumers or unclear?
Well, there's sort of push and pull. What happens is you get consolidation. Airlines merge and you have fewer airlines, but then that leaves opportunities, right? If the airlines actually manage to raise prices a lot, somebody says, oh, I can go in and start flying at a lower price, which is basically what these airlines are doing. So that's the cycle. And a few more choices now than we had, let's say, a year ago.
All right. That is here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan talking about the new airline, AHA. Thanks for making it through without any 80s band references. Much appreciated.
It was tough. It was tough, Scott.